But it's certainly good to be here this morning, and I thank God for His saving grace and all the joy and the fellowship we have one with another. I thank God for what the Lord's given us.
Amen.
You know, we've got something special the world don't have.
That's right.
And that's that Holy Ghost we talked about in Sunday school
Amen.
This morning. We've got something inside of us that gives us a desire to want to be in God's house, and I'm glad I've got that this morning. I'm glad the Lord loved me enough to save me. Amen. Victory in Jesus. I love that song. Because what it says, it said He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. Not no good that I could ever do to be saved, but Jesus loved me enough that He saved me. Amen. I thank Him for that this morning. And we laid to rest a dear, dear friend this week, and just broke my heart. But you know, God's got a plan. I know that we get heartbroken, but I know that one day after a while I will see Him again. He's not suffering anymore. And that's the most important part to me. He's not suffering. I know his family's heartbroken, but pray for them this morning. Something was said all along through this. Everybody kept saying, there's Job, there's Job. That was not Job. That was Brother Willard Luther.
Amen.
A great witness and a great faith for me.
Yeah.
I got to see a man. I'd never seen Job. I read about him.
Yeah.
But I got to see a man face to face. And I watched his faith grow and increase in God. And I watched him leave this walk of life, knowing that his hands, amen, was in God's. Amen. His life was in God's hands.
Amen.
And that blessed me, because all the way along the way, amen, he said, God's got this. And that's the way it is. God's got this, no doubt.
Yeah.
So this morning, Brother Jerry asked me last night, he's bad for this. He said, I ain't got nothing. He said, how about you preaching? I said, I ain't got nothing neither. And he said, well, just come on. We'll both not have nothing together. Amen. So anyway, the Lord blessed me, gave me a thought this morning. So if you would, turn your Bibles to the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. I call this the faith chapter. If you've ever read it, it talks a lot about faith. Amen. All the people in the Bible had faith. And I don't know if that's what I'm going to preach on. In my back of my mind, I want to preach on being prepared. Amen.
Yeah.
But I just don't never know how it's going to go, Ruth. I just have to do what God has me to do.
Amen.
Wednesday or Thursday when we held the funeral, I was dreading it so bad to have to stand up and try to preach. But, you know, to look out on the crowd and see people there that love you and know that they're praying for you. You know, I was Angie and Ruth and Adam and Tabitha and others that which I know beyond a shadow of doubt was praying for me. And that encourages me and helps me, Kathy, to know that there's somebody out there that does love you. No matter what you're going to say or do, they love you and are praying for you. So I appreciate them part of my heart being there and pray for her. Mine, Ruth's boss, he was sitting beside her. He was, man, most miserable. I felt like I need the Lord. But pray for him. Maybe something was said or done that was sticking his heart. That's what happened to me. Amen. I heard the word of God and I couldn't get away from it. So pray for him. I try to quit rambling on. It's just good to be here this morning.
Yeah.
Just good to be saved. Amen. The book of Hebrews, starting in 11th chapter 6, verse, it says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must, I believe, that he is. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of these things, not seeing it, sin as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whether he went. Father in heaven, Lord, this morning as we come before you, asking your blessings this morning upon the precious word of God. Lord, open our hearts and our minds to the word. Hi, Lord, and help me this morning, God, to preach it in a demonstration of the Holy Ghost this morning, Father. And we pray that we be an encouragement and a help to one another, Father, along this way. And we give you praise for it all. In Jesus' precious name, we thank you, Lord. Amen. Now, I've got to thinking about Noah, amen, and that's what was on my mind when I went to bed last night, was Noah, how that God came to him and told him to build an ark, amen, and it never rained on the face of the earth, and no doubt that this had to be an astonishing thing to him to think, what am I going to do? And God began to tell him how to build it and how to put it together for him so that it'd be ready. Amen, he began to prepare a way out, Brother Adam, and he said, here for the saving of his house, amen. So this morning I want to preach for a few minutes of time. Lord, be my helper. He's being prepared. Amen. I know he just obeyed God. That's what the word said. Amen. He just obeyed the Lord and done the best he knew how. Amen. Peter said he was a preacher of righteousness. I've never found in this word what he preached. I've never stood up and preached the word of God. But he did do this. Amen. He done what God told him to do. I believe this morning that all of us can do the things that God would have us to do. Amen. And prepare ourselves to meet God. Amen. I remember back in 2003, I met a man, amen, that was lost and undone without God. Amen. And I began to witness to this man. Amen. And I seen him come to know the Lord. And Brother Jerry, he began to prepare. Amen. He got in church. He got baptized. He began to grow in the church. Went on to be a Sunday school teacher. A fine Sunday school teacher. Amen. He went on in. He became a deacon. And I'm telling you right now, Brother Jerry, I'm the best deacon that I've ever worked with in my life. Amen. He was willing. Amen. To do what God would have him to do. He was willing to stand up for what was right. No matter if it hurt him, the devil. Amen. He was preparing to meet God. Amen. And I thank God for allowing me to be a part of this man's life. But anyway, as time goes on, as he got this cancer, let me tell you something. He was prepared. Amen. But he's got family this morning. And it's lost and undone. But by his witness, by what Noah done here, how he built the ark. Amen. He was a witness in that to his family. Amen. And his boys and his daughters got on their rhythm. Folks, I'm here to tell you, I'm hoping and praying. Hey, the Brother Willis family will get on the ark too. Amen. And make preparations. And you and I this morning, we need, amen, to make preparations to meet God. And to lay out, amen, a witness and a light to our family. And to make you see that that's a better way to go. And if we'll prepare, we'll be a light in the land of hell along this journey.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
I got my hat. Preacher ain't preacher at his hat. Amen. But nevertheless, you think about here, it says, but without faith it's impossible to please God and to please Him. For he that cometh to God must first believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him.
Right,
now I want you to understand something. As we prepare, I thought about many people in the Bible. Elijah was one that stood out to me whenever he prayed. Amen. And the heavens closed up and it didn't rain for 3.5 years. But God had prepared things for him. Amen. He had a place for him to go. He went down to a little brook there. And the Bible said that the ravens brought him meat. Amen. And there was water there for him to drink. But when the brook dried up, God told him to go on down. He said, I've got a little widow woman down there. She's going to sustain you. Folks, I believe that God's got things prepared for me and you in our life. We just have to check it. Amen. Listen, he couldn't see. He didn't understand what he was going to. But God was there all along the journey. Even when he was up in the cave, he was whining and complaining. I've got it more up Randy Bieber than Elijah. Amen. Up there whining and complaining. Amen. But listen, God spoke to him there and said, listen, you're not the only one, son. He said, I've got 1,500. Amen. That's never bowed a knee. Amen. And that's a Baal. He said, they're still faithful to me. And he thought he was all alone. You and I should get a place. Let me tell you something. Brother Willard told me the other day, just 3 days before he died, he said, it'd be easy to give up. It'd be easy to say, God, where are you? But he said, I know. I know, and that my God lives in my heart. And he said, I know. And he said, I can live with him. And boy, let me tell you something. He knew. Hey, there was a greater thing to come. Last Monday evening, he closed his eyes here. And this is going to be glory. Because he had prepared for that day. He had prepared for that day.
I'll
be honest with you, I didn't know I was going to get into that and say something about Brother Willard this morning, but let me tell you something. He was a man of faith. Amen. He fits right in with these people here in this book. Amen. It talks about Enoch. It said that God, amen, just took Enoch away because why? He said that he had a testimony that he would please God. That's all he had. Amen. Said because he wanted to please God. Brother Willard wanted to please God. Amen. I can time all these men down too. Abraham, he sent him to place. I said, you know what he done everywhere he went? He prepared him an altar. Amen. Brother Ewell Wheeler, when he got saved, he built him an altar and put him by his feet. And then he would get there every night and he'd pray. And then when trouble would wake him, he'd get up and pray. Most of these people that we read about, they got them amongst us today. They just got different names.
Yeah. Amen.
Just got different names.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
was reading this morning, got over there in the genealogies over there, and amen, the beginning of time, talking about all the people. I was trying to find out about Enoch here. You know, Enoch was Methuselah's daddy. Amen. Methuselah was 969 years old when he died.
Yeah.
969 years old.
Yeah.
Now, I visit people in hospital 50, 60, 70 years old, more shaken how that man was when he died.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And I said, Lord, I said, ain't one other fella I know that old. Amen. I said, it's amazing to me. Hey, man, we still got these people amongst us today.
Yeah.
Hey, man, but you know, I said that to just be joyful, but let me tell you something. This man just wanted to please God. The Bible said that he walked with God, hey, man, all the days of his life. Hey, man, but he had that testimony that he wanted to please the Lord. The Bible said that God walked with Adam and Eve, hey, man, in the cool of the day. The Bible said he walked with them, hey, man, till they got sin in their life. Hey, man, but listen, these people here had faith. The Bible said here that whenever Abel offered up his sacrifice and Cain offered up his, amen, Abel offered up the better sacrifice because he gave it from his heart. He gave him everything that he had. And the Bible said him being dead, he's still speaking. When God came and Cain had killed him, amen, he said, "Where'd your brother at?" He said, "Am I my brother's keeper?" He said, "I hear his blood. I hear him speaking." He knew where he was. Amen. He'll never forget us. If we'll be prepared to meet him, we need to be ready. When we know not what hour our Lord's coming.
That's right.
We don't know what day, what hour he's coming.
Yeah.
Amen. I was reading there in Sunday school. I was reading over there a little bit. He said, "It's not given unto you to know what hour, what day." Amen. Yeah. The Lord's coming.
Amen.
But he's coming.
Yeah.
Be ready. Be prepared.
Right.
Amen. These people here, you read about it. Amen. Some of them died. Some of them was beheaded. Some of them was this or that. But listen. Amen. They all obeyed God.
Yeah.
They prepared for that day. Are we preparing for that day? Amen. I thought about that all morning.
Yeah.
Amen. The Hebrew children were preached on, but they prepared. Amen. To face God. Amen. They prepared when the devil come to tempt them and try to make them give in. And they wouldn't give in because they had made preparations. No matter what happened, they was going to serve God. That's what we need to do. No matter what happens, we serve God, folks. Amen. We just keep on the firing line. We keep pushing forward. Amen. Abraham, when he was out there, him and Lot couldn't get along. Guess what he done? Sure, if me and you can't get along in the house of God, we ought to love one another and say, "Hey, you go on off down yonder and help somebody else. I don't want you in my way." Amen. We don't need to be arguing and fussing. We need to love one another and make preparations to make heaven our home.
Yep,
right. He said, "Lot, you just choose which way you want to go.
Yeah.
I'll take it."
Yeah, right.
You know, I ain't like today. Listen, I'm going to stay here, Jerry. You leave.
Yep.
You the pastor, but you need to leave. I'm going to stay. That's what a lot of people are.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm saying that just for an example. Amen. But let me tell you something. People today are not prepared to meet God.
Right, brother.
Amen. What took place in our lives and other people's lives when they give up and love them?
Uh-huh.
Amen. Some of them lost. Some of them's undone. Without God, some saved.
Yeah.
But let us rest assured, those that made preparation, shouting on the hill of glory.
Amen.
The Bible said, "Be absent of this body, be present with the Lord."
Right.
Amen. This morning, I'm glad that I have that lively hope. Peter said it's a lively hope. Amen. Said we have an inheritance laid up for us in heaven. It's incorruptible, undefiled.
Amen.
Amen. In the presence of God this morning.
Amen.
Ain't enough devils in hell to take that from us.
Right. Right.
Amen. If we just hold on to Him.
That's right.
But a lot of people wanted us, and you know how easy, like Brother Wood said, it'd be easy. The devil makes us think, "Hey, it's easy." We go down, we give up, and here we might have a little moment of peace. The Bible says in hell, some of them lift their eyes.
That's right.
Amen. He said, "Well, there's weeping and gnashing of teeth." Amen. I don't think people are prepared to go there. Do you?
Right.
Amen. I don't think people, no matter how they've lived their life, amen, live for the devil as much as they want to. They still was not prepared for that place.
That's right, brother.
Because they don't know what's there for them.
Right.
The torment, the torture that's there. But praise God that if we're saved, born again, washed in the blood of the Lamb, amen, we've read the book, we know that there's a better life a coming.
Right.
I love it in Revelation where he said, God himself.
Yeah.
Well, by the way, our kids.
Exactly. Amen.
Brother, he hadn't leave here because he had family leaving behind. He knew.
Yeah.
He knew that they needed him.
Yeah.
But God had a different plan.
Yeah.
And every time I say, "What can I do for you?" He said, "Pray for my family."
Yeah.
He wouldn't say, "Pray for me." He said, "Pray for my family. They need prayer." He
Amen.
Had made preparations. Yeah. He had prepared. Noah prepared an ark.
Amen.
The Bible said, and the world didn't even know it
Amen.
Until the flood came.
Yeah.
No doubt I could just see him, Brother Jerry. People probably drive by, you know what they say? Look at that bus of hypocrites down at church. We're going fishing.
Yeah.
Look at that bus. Wasting their time.
Yeah.
I bet they walked by and said, "Noah, you're an idiot."
Yeah.
It's never rained. What are you going to do with that thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
He said, "I'm going to ride it out of here."
Praise
the Lord. Amen. Until the day the flood came, the Bible said that God told him to enter into the ark.
Yep.
And I believe, if I'm not very, very mistaken, it says that God closed the door.
That's right, brother.
And I like what the Word says. He said, "I set before you today an open door."
Yep.
Amen. That no man can close.
Yeah.
And once it's closed, no man can open.
Right.
Amen. I'm glad this morning He's prepared a way for us. He said He's gone away to prepare a place for us. Amen. He's going to come back and receive us into Himself.
Amen.
I believe that with all my heart, that one of these days we're going to hear a trumpet sound.
Yeah.
Amen. It's going to wake the dead.
Amen.
Right. Those that are prepared, those that have made preparations,
Amen.
Those that have been saved,
yes.
Amen, have been faithful in the Word, faithful in the church, Amen, are going home
yes.
to meet God.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
And then you got so many that's just going to think, "Lord, I went to church every once in a while.
Yeah.
Lord, I did this. Lord, I did that." You remember over there, He said, He separated the sheep and the goats. And they said, "Lord, when did we do all these things?"
Yeah.
He said, "You know, I was sick. You didn't come visit me."
That's right, brother.
"Hey, man, I was in jail. You didn't come see about me."
Yeah.
"Mm-hmm. I was hungry and you didn't feed me." You know, if we don't go, this is the way it is, folks, and it's plain and simple. If we don't go to God's house, there's scripture that backs this up to 100%. He said, "He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto what?"
To the church.
Amen. To the church. It doesn't say, "He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the world." It says what it says to the church.
Yeah.
How can it say anything to the church if we're not in it?
Right.
Come on now.
Yeah.
We are the church. This is just a building, a meeting place.
Yeah.
We're the ones the Spirit speaks to.
Yeah.
But being prepared to hear and receive what it's got for us.
Amen.
Amen. This morning, are we prepared to meet God?
Right.
Are we prepared to meet our Savior?
Yeah.
When the Lord says, "It's time."
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you something. I've questioned my faith a lot in the last 2 weeks. Amen. I've questioned my life. Amen. The last 2 weeks pretty strongly. I would love to be able to face death as good as Brother Willard.
That's right.
As sick as he would get, as bad off as he'd get time, and every time he'd get a breath, he'd say, "Thank you. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord."
Yeah.
He was always giving God praise.
Amen.
Amen. I would like to be that kind of person. I'd like to die the death of a righteous man.
Amen.
Amen. I believe Brother Willard did. I believe that with all my heart. I'm not his judge, but I believe Brother Willard walked as close as he possibly could. We are none perfect.
Right.
None of us perfect this morning. You'll not be perfect until you step through the doorway of death. And once you step through and you've entered into life eternal, amen, you'll be perfect then if you're saved.
Amen.
Amen, you'll have a perfect life. I standing there, I told this at the funeral the other day, I standing there as they're taking him down the driveway, and I was looking at the back of his truck. He's got a sign in the back light that says, "Not perfect, but forgive him."
Yeah.
I thought to myself, "You little long-haired fellow, you're perfect now."
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
It just blessed my heart. I thought, "Lord, he's perfect now. He can walk on water."
Amen.
Amen. He could do anything he wanted to right now because he had lived his life. He made preparations for that day.
Yeah.
Amen. Are we making preparations for that day? We don't know what hour it's coming.
Right.
Don't know what tomorrow holds.
Amen.
My brother was treated for 1 year, one full year, for gallbladder. Never offered to do surgery on him. And some doctor, just because he had enough sense to say, "I want to run one more test." He's got cancer.
Yeah.
We don't know what tomorrow holds.
That's right, brother.
So we're in that 6 month that they told him he had to live.
Yeah.
He's nervous.
Yeah.
He's saved, but he's nervous. He don't have the faith, I don't think, that Brother Willard had. But he does know this, that if he dies, he's going to hell. He just ain't willing to go as much as Brother Willard was.
Yeah.
Amen. So this morning, that's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid, Lord, would I be able to be a witness to my family, my kids, my grandkids, that, Lord, I love you enough that I'm going to trust you, fall away through the doorway of death. And I'll praise you.
Amen.
Amen. When you're down and out, it's hard to praise sometimes. Amen. You've been in that low spot.
Yeah.
Amen. You've been down that road.
Yeah.
But yet, you know, in a small, still voice,
yeah,
God's right there.
Amen.
The Lord's got this. Would you stand this morning? Anybody got a song on your heart you want to come sing and play the piano? You watch this. I forget about it. But listen, this morning,
amen,
have you made preparations to meet God? Have you prepared?
Amen.
You'll not be perfect. You'll not be able to do things like some others do.
Yes,
but I'm here to tell you this morning,
yes,
if you're saved,
amen,
and you're obeying,
yes,
God's voice,
yeah,
you can make heaven your home. You'll be just, yes, fine, Jesus, amen, if you'll just obey His voice.
Amen.
And you'll just do His will.
Yes.
You'll be just fine. You'll make mistakes. You'll fall. You'll stumble. You'll get tongue-tied, twisted up.
Amen.
All kinds of things will happen to you.
Amen. Bless them.
Guess what? Just like a little newborn baby, you've got to learn how to walk. You've got to learn,
amen,
how to talk.
Bless them, Lord.
This morning, amen, I believe with all my heart.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Please.
Amen.
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 God wants us like we are.
Amen.
He don't want to just take and just turn everything around. He wants us like we are. And the mistakes that we make and things like that, He'll fix. Amen. He'll take care of them. But being prepared to meet God.
Right now,
being prepared, amen, to meet our Maker this morning.
Heavenly Father, we pray this morning.
Amen, are we prepared?
Whatever she's going
to do. Noah built the ark.
Whatever situation.
Amen, for the saving of his household.
God, you receive
this morning, I beg you.
And everything.
Make those preparations this morning.
Heavenly Father, we know.
Be ready, amen. Be ready. You know not what hour the Lord's coming.
One day we're going to be out of here.
Be making those preparations this morning. You know, think about people in the Bible. Let's talk about Elijah.
Amen.
You know, Elijah walked with him.
Yeah.
And as they went on their journey, the Lord showed Elijah that Elijah's going to be taken away. And
yeah,
you know what? He wouldn't give up. He stayed right with him. You know, that's what we need to do. We need to stay,
yeah,
right with the church.
Yeah.
Amen. And finally, Elijah asked him, said, "What would you have me to do?" And he,
amen,
said, "I'd love to have a double portion of thy spirit."
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, He said, "Let it be so. If you see me go away today, it'll be unto you."
Amen.
And you know, the Bible said that he saw Elijah taken up,
yeah,
in a chariot,
amen,
of fire,
yeah,
the whirlwind. And you know, he said his lantern fell. And as a Christian, it took me a long time. I believe it says mantle.
Yeah.
And I think about a mantle over a fireplace,
yeah,
or something. He wasn't packing that. He had a roll of thing around his neck.
Right.
And that fell to the ground. Now listen, being prepared. When that fell to the ground, it doesn't say that Elijah laid down there and wallowed in sorrow. It said he picked it up,
uh-huh,
and he went back down to the river that, uh-huh, was crossed.
That's,
and,
right.
And it said that he twisted it and smote the water,
yeah,
and it parted.
Amen.
Amen. He wanted to make sure he got what he asked for.
Amen.
Amen. He went down there and smote the water. He parted it. He went back across on dry ground.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Being prepared.
Yeah.
Be prepared for what you ask for.
Yeah.
Somebody said one time there was a great drought, and I know they told this over years and jokes and stuff, said there was a great drought, and the preacher called all the congregation and said, "We all going to meet down at the church, we all going to pray that it rains. We're going to pray for rain." And they said a little girl came walking in with an umbrella, holding it up, and it opened. He said, "Honey," he said, "what are you doing with that umbrella?" She said, "Aren't we going to pray for it rain?" That's faith.
That's
all
right.
I pray. Believe in what you ask for. The Bible says, "We believe, we shall receive."
That's right.
Amen. A lot of people ain't believing.
Amen.
Amen. I believe this morning this one thing.
Yeah.
God's able to perform,
amen,
what He promised us.
Right.
Amen. Amen. He's able to keep us. He's able to help us,
yep,
in a time of need. No matter if it's going through the, amen, the valley, the shadow of death, God,
yep,
will be there for,
right,
us.
Amen.
He'll take care of us. Amen. I love you. Appreciate your attention,
amen,
this morning.